If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, that conversation continues, and I really would like to hear your take. You know, have seeing the how communications has been run by government changed your mind on this matter? We've had some time now to observe what's going on. We are hearing a bit of the stories here and there, some from the miners, some from the community. We've been hearing from the police as well. Just maybe your sense of how you feel about the story generally as you've been listening and watching over time. 086-000-00959. You can also send a voice note on 063-688-09. I must be honest, I am very nervous about the story. I'm nervous about where it's going. I'm nervous about how it's going to end. MEC for Community Safety and Transport Management in the Northwest, Wessels Moreng, is on the line with us. MEC, thank you so much for your patience and for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, my sister. Let me take this opportune moment to also greet your listeners at home.
Thank you so much for all of that, MEC. MEC, maybe give us an update right now. How are things around that Stilfontein area, community? How are they feeling? And what's the plan going forward?
I must say, without missing my words, that the community is applauding us. And it's one thing that the media has not been capturing, because the narrative that referred is that the government is not a caring government.
Mm-hmm.
I met with mothers and fathers in the society. They've expressed their gratitude to the government, that the government stood up and made sure that they fight and confront this pandemic facing our society head on. We're talking about criminals here, and not just the common criminals, but core hardcore criminals that have committed heinous crimes in the society. Mm. I was telling the media earlier on that not so long ago, here in the area of Klerksdorp, I went to a scene of people who were gunned down in a tavern, 15 of them that were gunned down by the very same criminals called Zamazamas. In Gauteng, you'll bear testimony to what I'm saying. Young girls, when they were shooting a music video, innocent young girls, they were raped by the Zamazamas. In the area of Gauteng, it's in Kagiso, if my memory serves me correct. Father, a mother, a son, they were raped by the Zamazamas. A father, committed suicide as a result of this unbearable incident that were done in front of his families.
Mm.
As I'm talking to you, a woman is a widow as a result of these criminals.
Mm.
Now, the narrative that wants to be sponsored there is as if the government is not caring and government is dealing with some innocent people here. Government is dealing with hardcore criminals here. But coming to your question, the situation here on the ground is that the minister has indicated that we need to develop a rescue plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's some in our society, including the Human Rights Commission, which we respect them, by the way. We must put it clear, and we respect what they're advocating for. Because our constitution is very clear that people must have a right to life. We will try all means necessary to make sure we rescue them. The plan was developed by the minister, Honorable Makungwane Senzomthunu. Honorable Senzomthunu, he was here on Friday. He has tasked me to lead the rescue plan. We met on Friday. We met today. The plan is in place. But at the top of that, I'm emphatic on the point that we are dealing with criminals. We must never shy away from that.
Mm.
We must never move away from that. We are dealing with hardcore criminals that went deliberately underground, not sent by government, not sent by anyone, to commit illegal activities.
Mm. The rescue plan, you know, has it already kicked in, or are you planning the plan itself? Are you still in the planning phase of this program?
No, the minister have done, Honorable Matiwane, he has done with the plan. We met on Friday to unfold the plan. I was tasked to operationalize the plan, to implement the plan.
Yeah.
We met earlier on today. We included the mine rescue team, which are the people who possesses the expertise that is required and the knowledge for them to be able to assist us to extract people under the ground. We met with them today. They gave us the plan, a costed plan. I must emphasize that this will not come without financial cost.
Mm.
It's a reality. We met today. They gave us those costs. We went through the cost. We met with them. Tomorrow, they are starting with the first phase of the plan, which is to clear the area and also do the risk assessment and check thereof. From time to time, I'll be monitoring the process, but I can indicate to our beautiful listeners that the plan is in place and it shall be implemented.
Hmm. Going forward, I saw there was a note that we have published here at Kaya. A reporter was able to get his hands on it from the miners down under, asking for ARVs. Are you communicating right now with the miners underneath, or where are things there at the moment?
We are not in position to negotiate with criminals.
We'll never even be tempted to negotiate with criminals. No, that's not what I'm asking, Emisi. I'm not asking if you're negotiating. What I'm asking is that are you able to hear, is there messages going up and down between yourselves and they, whatever the messages, it doesn't have to be good messages, but is there somebody that is helping with communication?
There has been communication.
Okay.
There has been communication. Like earlier on, we got a communication that we want ERC.
Yes.
But at the center of everything, we are dealing with criminal minds.
Mm.
And then the criminal minds will do anything at their disposal to try and distract the mission from continuing, as the mission has been going on very well. To this end, the results are there on number of arrests that we have made to this effect. We are conscious of the fact that the health of people comes first, as the health informs life, as life informs what is enshrined in the Constitution, and we are not anyhow constitutional delinquents. We respect the Constitution. But be that as it may be, we are conscious of the fact that we will never fall into a trap of being delayed, nor being distracted from doing a fundamental objective, which is to extract those criminals underneath and to arrest them. Yes, we got that communication. Mm-hmm. We're working with the multidisciplinary approach. The health is on site. Everyone is on site, from the caring government, to provide a solution. It is for that reason that I really do not understand when people are not saying, they are saying we're not caring. Every person whom have surveyed, the person, given their condition, have been subjected to a medical care, so that when we detain them into our facilities, we are sure that they are in good state for them to can be able to face prosecution. So we got that communication. Be that as it may, our team is looking into that. But the difficulty about that request is that who do you give the ARVs? At which amount? Have you diagnosed the person? Because for you, before you give any person a medical attention, you need to have diagnosed a person for you to determine if his or her state does qualify for him or her to receive that type of medication. So the request is there. We are looking at it. But at the center of it, we want to be emphatic that we are dealing with criminals that will apply everything at their disposal to try and distract us. For their criminal activities to continue happening without any hindrance.
MEC, except those who've come up have not been arrested. They've been processed, they've been checked if they're South Africans, and those who are South Africans are able to prove they're South Africans and have been allowed to go home, from what we are hearing. Yes, those who are foreigners have been processed and are going to be deported, but they're not being arrested. That's not the information we're getting.
We have arrested more than 1.7 to this effect.
Released them.
That question has always a reason phase of saying that there are some that have went home. I was with General Musikiri, who's leading the command team from National and all the generals in the province. We are looking into that because, to our information, we are not aware of any other person who has arrested and detained. In the number of the people that...
You mean released?
Unreleased.
Okay.
We're not aware of anyone who came from the mine, who came beneath the mine committing illegal activities, who was released. The information we got at our disposal, there were miners that that also resurfaced. It was linked to this sophisticated criminal activity called illegal mining. There are a number of illicit activities that are happening. You can't rule away the fact that there's kidnapping that is happening. We also looked into that fact. That is why we had a number of miners. There's a relevant department that is dealing with that.
Just to be clear for everybody to follow, you mean as an age miners? Miners as in their age was below 18?
Below 18.
Okay, sure.
Below 18, and it qualifies my statement that there's also kidnapping of people who are being coerced to mine illegally without their consent. Mm. In most cases, it's minors. Well, there are a number of criminal activities that are happening linked to this thing of illegal mining. You can't rule out the fact that they're stock fed. Mm. There are a number of complaints that we have received from surrounding areas, surrounding farms wherein their cattle, their goats, any other livestock have been stolen and been taken beneath the ground for the miners to eat them and continue with their operation. We noted that the media is a very important stakeholder that we work with. They are a watchdog of our community. If they raise issues, we don't dispel such issues without necessarily looking into them. We are a very humble government. We are ready to listen to everyone. When we get something, our role is to investigate, not to say to the media that what they are saying is a baseless accusation. Up until we get something tangible, we can say to them it's a baseless accusation or it's true. And if there is anyone who has been found to be releasing those illegal miners, consequence management shall be applied to them. And we thank the media for raising that and to bring that to our disposal as the authority.
I really, really appreciate your time. MEC for Community Safety and Transport Management in the Northwest, Wessels Murray.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.